The world at play. At play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
Hello and welcome to The World at Play. This is Andy Lawson back with a roundup of everything that you need to know from the world of sport. Now, before the end of the episode this week, we'll take a look as to what's happening in the coming days. We'll take a look at one of the big stories from the weekend, one that certainly got all of America talking. First, news from elsewhere. And Novak Djokovic was too strong for Andy Murray as he won the fifth Australian Open title in a hard-fought final that took over 3.5 hours to complete. The day before, on Saturday, Serena Williams beat Maria Sharapova to win her sixth Australian Open title and her 19th Grand Slam title. New Zealand's Lydia Ko becomes golf's youngest world number one at the age of 17. She got herself to that number one ranking by finishing in a tie for second at the LPGA Coach Championship in Florida. And finally, former super middleweight champion Mikkel Kessler has announced his retirement. He's 35 and the Dane as he doesn't feel motivated to extend his professional career beyond the 17 years that it's been after promoters failed in attempts to arrange rematches against the likes of Andre Ward and Karl Froch. Elsewhere in recent days, there has been one big sporting event that has seen a lot of people talking, lots of headlines taken. I am, of course, talking about the Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl 49 on Sunday. More than 110 million people are believed to have watched the Super Bowl as it was broadcast live in more than 25 languages. The advertisers in America charged something like $4.5 million, that's reported, for a 30-second spot in the commercials. And the day of the Super Bowl is apparently the second largest day for consumption of food and drink in America. That is behind Thanksgiving. But what of the game itself? Well, it saw the Seattle Seahawks, last time's champions, come through the playoffs with quite a difficult route, but they managed to make it with some style, taking on New England Patriots, who in the round before had taken on and beaten quite comfortably the Indianapolis Colts. So going into the game on Sunday, people expecting that the Seahawks may run out winners. It was a first half that, well, certainly for the earlier stages in it, seemed to be all New England, but the Seahawks managed to bring themselves back to a 14-all draw as they got to halftime. A performance at halftime by Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott before then the second half of football. And it became a real tie between two very dominant teams. In the end, though, New England Patriots were the winners over Seattle Seahawks 28-24 in Super Bowl 49. The Seahawks had a chance, some would argue, to win it near the end, but a play call that some people are arguing they don't quite understand means it all went wrong and New England Patriots have won the Super Bowl. It is their first Super Bowl for 10 years. It was Malcolm Butler's interception on the 1 yard line that saw the Patriots go on to win. Tom Brady, the Patriots quarterback, threw 4 touchdown passes in the game. Patriots were 10 points down, remember, midway through the fourth quarter, and Brady throws a winning 3-yard pass to Julian Edelman with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left in the game. Tom Brady himself becoming the MVP, most valuable player at this year's Super Bowl. So what now do we sports fans have to look forward to in the coming days? Well, if you do like your oval balled sports, Rugby Union sees the Six Nations kick off this weekend. Friday night sees Cardiff's Millennium Stadium host Wales versus England. The Six Nations then continues on Saturday. England face Ireland and France take on Scotland. If you prefer rugby league, well, in the UK, the Super League season starts on Thursday night. And in football, the Africa Cup of Nations final in Equatorial Guinea takes place on Sunday. So that's it for The World at Play this week. My name's Andy Lawson, and I look forward to seeing you back here at the same time next week with more from the world of sports.